Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick.
Time for that Harvestland Grain Market Analysis. Jalen Petick on the line. How's it going, sir?
Well, it's going pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
You know, can't complain. You know, it's getting to that time of year. People are starting to think harvest is coming up soon. You know, just a few weeks away before we're going to start thinking about it. And, you know, the market's not giving us much happy news. What's going on?
No, we're inching closer to harvest, as you said, even though it feels like it might be a little later one, but still not all that far away. The markets have been pretty bland lately, and we've seen a lot of red on the screen. Today, it feels like we have a little turnaround here, and you know, I think that's mostly due to similar to last year. You just have a similar market setup to last year. It seems like we have a pretty decent crop coming. We have a larger than average carryout projected. So you know, you're feeling the bearish news, you know, from a production standpoint there at, you know, through August. And then what you have is, you know, probably a lot of old crop left nationwide coming into these last 2 weeks here. A lot of it probably on, you know, maybe some basis contracts, which generally have to be priced or rolled by yesterday. And then you have some on maybe some storage programs or free storage programs, which generally nationwide tend to end at the end of August, where guys will start accumulating storage. And so what you're seeing is probably a lot of forced old crop selling into the market all within a short period of time, which being the last week and a half or so here. You know, you probably had some pressure last week because as guys looked at the charts from last year, it saw that the last week of August probably wasn't very friendly, maybe sold it a week ahead of time, and then you probably have some pressure this week, either due to guys letting it go before storage starts, before basis contracts had to be priced, or due to the fact some, you know, certain elevators and plants nationwide actually don't allow that stuff to be rolled and will force sell it all at one time. And you're seeing a little pop back today because first notice day is passed, and so now we're into the December contract, so we're probably seeing, you know, that selling come to a halt. And it's the same thing we saw last year. You know, last year in the last 2 weeks, 10 days of August or so, we saw a 30-cent drop in corn and a 79-cent drop in beans. This year, through the month of August so far, we have seen about a 34-cent drop in corn, and 39-cent, sorry, in corn, and a 74-cent drop in beans. So pretty identical to last year. If you look at what it did after that last year, by September 12th, corn got all of that 30-cent drop back, and beans got 52 cents of that back. You know, it's not like we saw a giant rally or anything. We just we just kind of returned to where we were before, you know, a couple weeks beforehand. So
now looking what's next, you know, like we said, we're a few weeks off from harvest. We're going into December contracts and stuff. What kind of things are we going to be looking at that could affect the markets here in that home stretch?
Yep, so if you look just from a technical standpoint, both corn and bean markets are very oversold. If you look back at past times on the chart, we've seen some oversold trade like this. It generally likes to rebound within a week or two. Again, not a huge, you know, not necessarily a huge rally, but just bring some of that back. So we're seeing that, you know, maybe that'll be a thing going into this next week here. You do have a USDA report September 12th, so still a couple weeks away, but, you know, that's kind of the next big spot, you know, the next big thing to look forward to is what will USDA say for yield. You know, a lot of people didn't believe them last month, so, you know, do they lower that down, or do you look at August rainfall and cool temps and keep it pretty steady? That'll obviously be of interest to the market. Other than that, you know, you've heard some rumblings of an early frost. You know, obviously the market will keep its eye on it, but I don't think it's going to trade anything like that until we actually see it. And other than that, you know, I would say the U.S. dollar maybe seems to be carving out a bottom. We'll see how demand, you know, if our importers see that and maybe start buying some corn or beans for further out here, and hopefully try to carve out a bottom here at the start of September. So.
All right, Jalen. Well, we'll keep an eye on things, and we'll check back with you next week and see where we're at.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.